You're listening to SBS News.
Over the next 2 weeks, 110 witness statements will be tendered as the insurance industry is examined at the Financial Services Royal Commission. This week we'll cover how life insurance packages are designed, sold, promoted and how claims and disputes are handled. Rowena Orr QC told the Commission, to the 31st of March, life insurers in Australia earned $18.3 billion in direct premiums, with the value of total assets held by life insurance companies in Australia exceeding $230 billion. The day's only witness was Chief Actuary and Risk Officer for Clearview Wealth, Gregory Martin. Ms. Orr quizzed Mr. Martin on the company's phone selling tactics, which included targeting specific members of the community based on their socioeconomic status.
Poorer people that you were telephoning were paying more money for a product of lesser value than the more affluent people you were planning to target with superior products for a cheaper price.
In terms of loss ratios, that's true, but if I could just qualify that, it is similar to most products in the market. If you buy a larger amount of something, you would usually get it at a better price.
The senior counsel assisting then pressuring Mr. Martin to speculate on whether the larger community would be disappointed with such treatment.
Do you think the community would expect that the life insurance products that you sell to them in outbound telephone sales will not be more expensive and of lower value than the products that you are selling to affluent people through other channels?
I would imagine most members of the public would not understand that terribly well. Yeah.
Would they be disappointed to learn that, wouldn't they?
I'm sure they would, yes.
Clearview has also been asked about its compliance with regulations regarding unsolicited sales by ASIC. Mr. Martin admitting the company had approved a script for phone sale agents that challenged customers to think about their families in the event of their deaths, and also that Clearview had breached anti-hawking provisions hundreds of thousands of times.
Mr. Martin, why did Clearview breach the anti-hawking provisions between 300 and 303,000 times in that three-year period?
Because at the time that we were doing that, we didn't understand that we were breaching the anti-hawking rules.
Ms. Orr then presented to the Commission an email chain between Clearview staff discussing an internal review of a series of sales calls. The email suggests that in the sample of calls reviewed, 18 had an issue, at least 6 involved customers unaware they were being signed up to a policy, and 2 falling into the category of unconscionable conduct, in which one customer was on a disability pension and unable to read and write, and the other was unable to financially support the payment of a policy.
What do you make of this?
In the calls or the email?
The word appalling comes to mind.
Are you referring there to the response within Clearview?
I'm referring to the fact that those calls exist the way they are, and the language being used there almost to minimise the consequence of it all.
The Commission heard that some Clearview sales agents had also been using unauthorised scripts in their phone sales calls. Ms. Orr played a small sample of one call to a customer before asking Mr. Martin to respond.
Yeah. How do you spell that?
I have trouble reading and writing, mate, that's all.
That sales agent went on in those circumstances to sign up the individual to a life insurance policy, didn't he?
Yes.
Was that acceptable, Mr. Martin?
No.
The Royal Commission continues tomorrow.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.